All right, welcome back. Chris Salcedo hanging with you on the AM 760 KFMB. At Chris Salcedo TX on Twitter. That's at ChrisSalcedoTX is in Texas. The Chris Salcedo Show on Facebook. Want to welcome to the program Avi Davis. He is the president of the American Freedom Alliance, the editor of the Intermediate Zone, and a person who's an attorney, a journalist, commentator, worked for and appeared in hundreds of papers and periodicals throughout the world, including the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, Philadelphia Inquirer, The Australian, and he is regularly published at The American Thinker. Avi, welcome to the AM 760 KFMB.
Hey, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, just up the road from us here in San Diego, up in Los Angeles, you are hosting an event this weekend celebrating the birthday of where really representative democracy started and has been credited with this document called the Magna Carta. 800 years old it is.
Indeed it is, and it's a monumental day for us and should be for all Americans. To celebrate this first attempt in writing and without spilling blood of a peoples to stem the spread of arbitrary rule.
All right, before we go on much further, where in Los Angeles are you going to hold this event?
We're only at the Lux Hotel, which is in Bel Air, and it is going to be held on the Sunday night, the 14th and Monday morning the 15th, and we're going to be linking with ceremonies that are taking place at Runnymede, where the Magna Carta was signed 800 years ago.
All right, and I'm sure you're going to have all kinds of high-profile guests and all that kind of stuff up there as well. Should be a good show, yes?
Yes, this is going to be terrific. We're going to be joined by a number of dignitaries from around the world, former prime ministers and presidents of English-speaking countries who can attest to the impact of the Magna Carta on their own societies.
Yeah, and let's deal with some of the origins of the Magna Carta. A lot of us have learned about the Magna Carta in school, and we were just told basically how I introduced it, that it was the foundation for representative government, but it didn't have such noble beginnings. Explain, will you please?
Well, the fact is that Magna Carta, as a document, really doesn't say all that much to us today. If you read the language of it, you'll see that most of it deals with things like fishing traps in the Thames and the king, whether the king can take wood out of a particular forest, and things that are related to basically an agrarian society of the 14th century, of the 13th century in England. However, the important point to note about it is that it was a statement to the king about the exercise of his power, that his power had to be contained. And also within this document, within the 63 clauses, you find the first inklings of the written inklings of things like due process, equality before the law, habeas corpus, things that we take for granted today that were revolutionary, well, not really revolutionary because they'd been part of Anglo-Saxon society for centuries, but in terms of history, they were a revolution, and the Magna Carta became embedded after some time in English law, and every English king was forced to adopt it.
Right, and then, of course, the barons who were pushing for this weren't looking out for necessarily the little people. They were looking out for themselves, but it was, as you say, a first attempt at human beings recognizing that power and governance by an elite few wasn't exactly the best way to go. Is that fair to say?
That is absolutely correct. Arbitrary power was regarded as something inimical to human progress. And I think that is probably the most important point about the Magna Carta, and the most important point for today as well. We forget, you know, a lot of the rights that we have today we take for granted. We don't think that they just materialized out of thin air. Actually, it's an enormous struggle over 800 years to secure these rights, and it's and we're so lucky to have lived at a time where men can take it for granted that we have them, but they shouldn't be taken for granted ever.
Yeah, as we're debating this TPP, this fast-tracked trade authority for Barack Obama, who seems to be the personification of taking us backward. He is backwardness incarnate, because the liberal ideology is very much centered in government control over the masses, an elite few governing over the masses. And Mr. Barack Obama is a throwback. All of his policies, his initiatives have been about government control over the people, which is antithetical, if you really think about it, to where the Magna Carta was taking a step toward and where the American Constitution ultimately ended up.
Yeah, it's quite unusual, isn't it, that a progressive should actually be making the country redress back to a time when centralized authority and arbitrary rule were prolific, were everywhere. It's one of the ironies that that so many liberals seem to think that. They really understand freedom. Only they really understand, how we should best exercise these fundamental rights that we've been given. And so often, I find, particularly in argument, that they're not only dogmatic, but they seem to think that they have the right to rule over others because they know better. And that's not what the Magna Carta was about, and that's possibly why you find so many revisionist academics and historians trying to pull it apart and saying that all it really was a backroom deal between a crooked king and his cronies, and had no real effect on the rest of the world. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, I can certainly appreciate you coming down here to Left Wing Central, coming to Southern California and Los Angeles in particular, and demonstrating the origins of freedom and liberty. It's a foreign concept to people here in the People's Republic of California, especially those in leadership. So you may shock the system by informing them of the Magna Carta, of its influence on the Constitution of the United States and its contribution to the freedom of people everywhere, because as we all know, freedom to the people everywhere is antithetical to liberal ideology, the modern-day liberal. Avi Davis is his name, the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Where's the website people can go to get more information, Avi?
They should go to the American Freedom Alliance website, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org, and there they'll find a link to the conference website, which has a bounty of information.
All right, much obliged, sir. I appreciate you being here on the AM 760 KFMB. We'll talk to you again.